Can we go into God's word tonight? Are you ready for the word tonight? Come on, ask your neighbor, are you ready for the word of God tonight? Hallelujah. Let me read just one verse and I will be out of your way. Just one verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 verses 18. We again have some of our young people here. Is our young people from Windmill Park? Are you in the house? Can we hear you? Are you in the house tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. We have with us also Brother Delano and Sister Samantha, who got engaged in this year. They're getting married later this year. They are working with us in ministry. Hallelujah. My beautiful wife is again by my side as always. Hallelujah. Pastor Cheslin, we honor you tonight. Amen. Let's go quickly. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I feel like I want us to just read this together. Can we read it together at the count of three? 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God bless the reading of his word, and everybody may say, in some things give thanks. In a few things give thanks. Come on, talk to me, somebody. In some things give thanks. Just in a little thing, small anyana things, give thanks. Give thanks in all things. Give thanks in everything. Ah, that's good. That's good. So there is power in what? In thanksgiving. There is power in your praise. And so we need to understand, and we need to know, and we need to believe in our heart that our praise has power. Somebody shout amen. We need to know how to praise God even when we can't. One of the most difficult things to do is to praise God when everything is not going your way. That's one of the most difficult things to do, is to give thanks to God when everything is not the way it should be. But tonight we are going to understand what the power of thanksgiving is about. And so, child of God, you need to understand, young adults, you need to understand, young men, young women, that we should not only know how to praise and how to give thanks, but we should know why to praise and why to give thanks. We should know why it is critical, and it is important for us to know that in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trials, we need to know what is the benefits of our praise and what is the benefits of our thanksgiving. And so there is benefits in praising God. There is benefits in giving thanks to Almighty God. And so the Bible says, right in verses number 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. And many a times we do not give thanks to everything, but we must give thanks in everything. I wish somebody heard what I'm saying here tonight. The Bible encourages us to give thanks in the midst of everything, to give thanks in spite of everything, to give thanks regardless of what is going on around me. I am charged by the word of God to praise him, to give him thanks in everything. So what does that mean? In every trial, I must give him thanks. In every test, I must give him thanks. In every situation, I must give him thanks. In every tribulation, I must give him thanks. In every temptation, I must give him thanks. And so the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. Look at your neighbor and say, give thanks in spite of everything that is going on in your life. And so in every storm, I will give him thanks. In every battle, I will give him thanks. On every mountain, I will give him thanks. Regardless of my situation,
7. In everything, I must give him thanks. What does that mean? In every problem, I must give him thanks. When things are not going my way, I must give him thanks. When things are going my way, I must give him thanks. In the good and in the bad, I must give him thanks. Because the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God for them that are in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout, in everything. I've got a few more moments. Somebody shout, in everything. Somebody shout, in everything. Now Psalm 150 verses number 6 says, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you can just hit me in the gap. When I'm breathing, then you just hit me in the gap. And then we'll be there in a moment. And so you need to understand that everything that has breath needs to praise God. And so what you and I need to understand, I don't praise him because I have everything, but I praise him in spite of everything. I don't praise him because everything is going my way, but I praise him because the Bible says, let everything that has breath, let them praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor. Just pinch your neighbor quickly. I want to sense if they are still alive. If there's a reaction, it means that they still have breath inside of them. I don't praise him because I have everything, but I praise him because I have breath. And as long as I have breath, the song says, as long as I am breathing, I will praise the Lord. I will praise him in every storm. I will praise him in every trial. I will praise him in every testimony. I will praise him in every single battle. As long as I have breath, I will praise the Lord. Give your neighbor a high five and say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Even in the good and even in the bad, I will praise the Lord. In everything that makes me happy or makes me sad, I will praise the Lord. Why? Because thanksgiving is not limited to me only receiving. That's why he says, give thanks where? In all circumstances. I used to think that when somebody just pass me a bottle of water. Quickly, son. What is supposed to happen now? So I used to think that I should only give thanks when I am receiving. And so how many of us, for us, it is very easy to give thanks when we are receiving. When I'm receiving a blessing, when I'm receiving a breakthrough, when I'm receiving a miracle, when I'm receiving my healing, when I'm receiving a promotion, it is easy for me to give thanks because that is the way I've been taught. But let me submit to you, child of God, that you should also give thanks when you are at the receiving end of hardships, when you are at the receiving end of trials and of tribulation, because thanksgiving should not be limited to us only receiving. I wish somebody heard what I'm saying in this place. And so what is important for you and I to understand, that God will give you a blessing, and when God is giving you a blessing, you must do what? You must give him thanks. But what happens when God gives you a burden? You must do what? You must thank God. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for everything. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for everything. Come on, that's the wrong neighbor. Find a good neighbor tonight and say, thank God for everything. Because the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now, I've got to come to this point quickly. The Bible says, let everything, give thanks in all circumstances. Watch this. For this is the will of God for them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, watch me carefully. He says, for this is the will of God. Now, I want you to consider your storm. Consider your trial. I wish somebody is getting what I'm saying here. Consider what you are going through. The Bible says, the reason why I must give thanks, I told you that I'm not only going to show you how to give thanks, but I'm going to show you why to give thanks. Because the Bible now further goes, and the Bible says that we must give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Look at your neighbor and say, it's the will of God. Come on, find that good neighbor and say, it's the will of God. Find your neighbor and say, it is the will of God. Let me tell you, when you give thanks in all circumstances, you are fulfilling God's will over your life. Now, let me try this side. When you are giving thanks in every circumstance, you are fulfilling God's will over your life. And so the Bible says, he says, give thanks in all circumstances. Why? Because it is the will of God. Somebody shout with me, it's the will of God. Come on, I need 50 people to shout with great faith and say, it's in the will of God. That's why my circumstances cannot circumvent the plan and the purpose that God has for my life. Because maybe, just maybe, it's in the will of God. Maybe my storm is in the will of God. Maybe my trouble is in the will of God. Could it be that my battle is in the will of God? Could it be that what I'm facing is in the will of God? Could it be that my attack is in the will of God? Could it be that everything that I'm going through is in the will of God? Can I preach this thing here just for 5 more minutes? Joseph, could it be that the pit is in the will of God? Good God, you're not hearing me here. Joseph, could it be that Potiphar is in the will of God? Joseph, could it be that the prison is in the will of God? Joseph, could it be that the palace is in the will of God? David, could it be that the lion is in the will of God? David, could it be that the bear is in the will of God? David, could it be that Goliath himself is in the will of God? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, could it be that the fiery furnace is in the will of God? Am I talking to somebody here? Daniel, could it be that the lion's den is in the will of God? Job, could it be that the suffering is in the will of God? Give your neighbor a high five and say, it's all right, because it's in the will of God. You might cry, you might go through some pain, you might go through some battles, you might go through some struggles, but somebody shout, it's in the will of God. And as long as it's in the will of God, I gotta give thanks in everything. Look at your neighbor and say, give thanks in everything. Do you know why it's easy for me to give thanks? It's all right, man of God. We can flow without the keys. It's fine. Do you know why it is easy for me to give thanks in everything? Because I understand that everything might not make sense, but everything worketh together for the good, for them that love God. Everything might not look good, smell good, taste good. Everything that I'm going through, it might not feel good, but I came to declare it's working for my good. Somebody shout, is working for my good. Somebody shout, is working for my good. Now watch this. The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for them that are in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, anybody that is outside of the will of God will not give God thanks for the things that you are facing. No, somebody just missed a good place to say amen. if you are outside of the will of God, you will do what Job's wife said. Why don't you curse God and die? But Job knew that he's inside of the will of God. I cannot curse God and die. I've got to say like David says, bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy. Does that mean that everything is going all right? No, everything is not going all right. Everything is not going according to plan, but everything is in the will of God. Come on, look at somebody next to you. Tell them it's in the will of God. And so, child of God, he says, watch this next point. This is going to bless you so much. He says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for them that are in Christ Jesus. So let me tell you, you are not in crisis, you are in Christ. Somebody missed a good place to say amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm not in crisis, but I'm in Christ. My career is not in crisis, it is in Christ. My career is not in crisis, it's in Christ. My ministry is not in crisis, it's in Christ. My business is not in crisis, it's in Christ. My marriage is not in crisis, it's in Christ. And so he says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for them in Christ Jesus. And so watch those who are outside of Christ. They cannot praise the way you do. They cannot clap the way you do. They cannot dance the way you do. Because you know how to clap in spite of the storm. You know how to dance in the midst of trials. You know how to shout amen in the midst of your pain. Why? Because it is in the will of God and you are in Christ. But them that are not in Christ, they find it difficult to give praise because they only give praise when they are happy. And happiness comes from happenings. Oh, good God. I'm dropping some bombs here. Happiness comes from. And so when something happens, you'll see, no, but I'm glad. I'm happy. Why? Because of a happening. But we do not praise God because of happenings. We praise God in spite of what is happening. And so he says, now praise God, give thanks where? In all circumstances. Does your circumstances make sense to you? Many times it does not. But God says, he says it's in the will. Look at your neighbor and say, don't give up, it's in the will of God. Come on, find yourself a good neighbor and say, it's in the will of God. Oh, I wonder if there's some. Do we still have the band here? Do we still have the band here? I want us to give God a good praise. If we still have some members of the band here, I want to tell somebody, quickly stand to your feet in the name of Jesus. I want you to go to three or four people and tell them we are in the will of God. Come on, go to three or four people and tell them we are in the will of God. Just help me, men of God. Tell them we are in the will of God. Tell them I'm in Christ. I'm not in Christ. Tell them I'm in Christ. I'm not in crisis. Tell them I cannot give up, but I cannot give up. I cannot let go because the Lord is good. Oh, I will bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. My soul will make a boast in the Lord because he is the Lord God. Oh, the one that is mighty in battle. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, so that the King of glory might come in. Is the Lord God strong and mighty? Who is the King of glory? Is the Lord God? He is mighty in battle. I came to announce to Siloam Praise 2024 that I will praise God in spite of everything. I will praise God in the midst of everything. I will praise God as long as I have breath. Let everything inside. Let everything that has breath, everything that has breath, praise him, praise him, praise him in spite of it, praise him regardless of it. Come on, I can't hear you. Let everything. Let everything, let everything. I am in the will of God. And if you know you are in the will of God, will you shout a big hallelujah? I am in the will of God. And if you know that you are, if you know that you are in the will of God, would you open up your mouth and shout unto God with a voice of triumph? Will you make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Hallelujah! For everything that He has done in your life. Come on, praise Him! Come on, praise Him! Come on, praise Him! Come on, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise He the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise God in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent power. Praise Him with a sound. Praise Him with a shout. Praise Him with a whistle. Praise Him with a hand clap. Let everything. Come on, let it. Everybody keep standing. I'm closing. I'm closing. Keep standing. Keep standing. I want to say this. If you are not grateful, look at a good neighbor next to you. Tell them, look at a good neighbor quickly. Get a good neighbor. A neighbor that won't get upset with you. Tell that neighbor, if you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Come on, is there some grateful people here? He's brought me through so much. He's healed me. He's delivered me. He's kept me. I am great. If you look at that neighbor, look at that neighbor. Tell that neighbor, if you are not thankful, you are a fool. So you better be thankful. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Show your thankfulness. Show your thankfulness. I'm closing, I'm closing, I'm closing with this. It is, there's it now. Just, I should have said I'm closing in the introduction. They would have helped me with my mic. But I'm closing for real. It is very important to understand that it is thanksgiving that causes God to keep on giving. Let me teach you this principle before I go. It is what? Thanksgiving that causes God to keep on giving. Now somebody say, preacher man, show us proof. Let me show you proof. Jesus comes before the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. He says what? He says, Father, I thank you because you have already heard me. And God begins to give him the miracle of resurrection. What triggered that miracle of resurrection? I like this Bazalwane's this side. Let's activate these ones. Let's activate these ones. Jesus has 2 loaves and 5 fishes. He didn't buy it from something fishy. No. That was a young boy's bread. What do we have now? Fisherways. That wasn't fisherways. That was Jesus' way. So he has what? He has 2 fishes, 5 loaves. What did he say? He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. But what I am asking that you will do so that these ones may believe. And then God begins to give 1 fish, 2, 20, 30, 40, good God, 60, 600, 650, 700, 900, 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K, 5K, Because thanksgiving. Come on, give him thanks. Open up your mouth and give him thanks. Open up your mouth, give him thanks. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, give him thanks, give him thanks. Give him thanks. Because it is thanksgiving that causes God to keep on. Come on, keep on giving him thanks. Come on, keep on giving God thanks. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Praise him with the cymbals. Praise him with a loud shout. Praise him with a victory. Let everything that has breath. Come on, shout aloud.